But brethren, here we are today at the Feast of Tabernacles. I know all of us is having a great time, but I doubt if we really give it much thought as to how much planning, how much effort somebody had to put in for us to be here today. We have, over the years, I know for myself, back in the days when there was a lot of people going to and from the feast, I'd go down, and when I get there, I'd sign up to do a little something if they wanted me to. But I never really considered how much effort somebody had to put into that. And for a title of this sermonette, it's Our Job in the World Tomorrow, How We Will Be Responsible for Rebuilding This World. See, I'm sure Mr. Bowles has already started planning for next year's feast. We have to plan. There has to be a lot of planning go into everything. And I know for a fact that God has been looking and planning for the time that that we're going to represent here today. He is planning for us to take over and rule this world. He is planning for a time when Satan will no longer be here, that there will only be his people in charge. Satan will not be able to influence what is going on. But let's just look at a little scripture here. I want to go over, fact matter, I got about four scriptures here, but I want to look at Revelation 6, 12 through 17. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth. As a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it was rolled up, and every mountain and every island was moved out of place. Just think, it takes a lot of shaking to move an island such as Stone Mountain, but according to this, God's going to shake it, and he's going to level it. And the kings of the earth and the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and the rocks and mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. As we read this, and look at it, we would think, man, these people they're ready to be dealt with. They're afraid of what's going on. But, as Paul Harvey said, we need to look over just a little further in Revelation 9:20 and see if these people are really repentant. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols, gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. They did not repent of murder or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, their sexual sins, or their thefts. In other words, in just a short time, the people that were very afraid of what was happening, for some reason they have become so hardened that they're really willing to shake their face and their fist in God's and say, no, I understand what you're saying, that we need to change our ways. We need to repent. We need to go a different way. But I have no intentions of doing it. And brethren, these are the people that we will be working with going into the millennium. See, these people will have lived through seeing their friends, seeing their family, seeing everything that they've ever worked for destroyed. And it's going to cause them to become very hardened. It will, I think, they will actually hate us. It's all, it looks like at this point, they just will not repent. They refuse to repent. You know, and the only way that they will be able to work with them and get them to repent is the fact that Satan will not be there. Satan's influence won't be there. And that's the difference that we will have working with the people in the millennium than we have today. Satan will not be able to control the airways. He will not be able to influence what people think. God's presence will be there. We will be there. As it's been stated earlier, when they start to go the wrong way, there'll be a voice that comes out and says, no, this is not the way you need to go. We want you to go this way. This is the way to life. This is the way to prosper. And we'll be there to do that. Well, is there any example of how God has basically done this before? Well, I think there's a pretty good example. And it's when he brought the children of Israel out. I mean, the children of Israel, it's interesting. When they left Egypt and started into the promised land, I mean, these Israelites made God very angry many times. He even made Moses so angry that he sinned, struck the rock instead of asking for water. Well, how did God deal with them? Well, it was by what they had to eat. God provided manna for them. He said, now, these 6 days you go out and you gather your manna. On the sixth day you get a double portion, but there won't be anything out there on the seventh. Literally, just as normal would be for a human, stubborn person. Part of them said, well, it's been good this far. I'll go out and get some on Saturday or on the Sabbath. It'll be there. Well, when they got out there, there was nothing to eat. So the next, over in the week, some of them said, oh, man, I think I'll just gather me a little extra. I might want a midnight snack or something, so I'm going to take me some extra. And when they got to it, it was not fit to eat. And I think that will be one of the ways that we deal with the people in the world tomorrow. Because the first thing that I think we will need to teach them is to keep the Sabbath. I think that's one of the most important commandments. Once we get them to where they can realize that there's a time to work, a time to rest, then they will be easier to deal with on your rest of the commandments. We've got to have a foundation to start with. I mean, when we look at Exodus 16 and 28, it talks about the way that from the foundation, God, you know, he set this the Sabbath as he brought them out. That was the first commandment that he taught them. Then Moses went up and he got the tablets and he come back and he built on what had already happened. And it's just interesting to me that God, even from at least one time, wanted to totally destroy the Israelites. He told Moses, he said, just get out of the way. I'll burn them up and we'll start over. And Moses said, no, that wouldn't look good. The Egyptians would, you'd be going against what you have promised. And it's interesting to me that God listened. You know, he He wasn't the type of God that just said, no, here's what I'm going to do. Moses talked to him, and he was able to negotiate with him and to continue what was being done. But brethren, when we get into the world tomorrow, we're going to have a earth that has been totally destroyed. There's going to be nothing here. You're not going to be able to go to Walmart and get a bottle of water. You're not going to be able to do this. And we are going to have to take and rebuild this planet. But the way we're going to do it, we're going to do it according to God's laws. We're going to set His laws in effect. And to do that, and after we do that, I should say, we will complete the scripture that's in Amos 9:13. Let's look at that. This is really what we're wanting to do. This is what we're picturing here today. And throughout this feast, see, we all have a little extra money. We all are able to go and buy things and eat things and do things that we don't normally do. But in the end, here's what we're working towards. Amos 9:13. Behold, the days are coming, said the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the reaper overtake the reaper, and the tender of grapes him who sow seed. The mountain shall dip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it, because he will have brought his people back. We are those people. The only thing, we're going to be the teachers, the priests. It's going to be our job to teach what's in this book. We're going to have to use this book to teach the whole world how they need to live. Not how they need to live, but how they will have to live. It won't be an option. If you want to, it will be the law of the land.